Hello once again, everybody. This is the Common Sense American. I thank you for tuning in because, as most of you already know, we are sort of in the midst of a civil war in this country, a social distancing between the two sides, Republican and Democrat. And frankly, it's a little depressing and very disheartening. But at the same time, it just keeps happening. This national divorce that various Republican leaders have called for in the past, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, we don't need anything official to make that happen. It is happening. And one of the things we've talked about in the past, one of the things I have made clear, is that it seems like it's just gotten worse over time, and that the Democrat Party has just become more and more radicalized over the years. It seems to me that it's happened relatively quickly, and that the only reason you're seeing more extremism on the right side is just a direct reaction, a response to what's going on the left, just the sheer insanity. And a lot of people are saying, well, you know, I wasn't this far right, 15, 20 years ago, but I am now. It just in sheer self-defense, just a reaction to the lunacy that is being spread around at this point. And I was always inclined to agree with that, and I still am. But there's something I want to address today that makes it seems to me as if a lot of this has been here for a longer time than we think, but it's only just now coming out to the point where it's very visible. You know, it's getting a lot of play online. It's spreading very quickly. And, you know, we're reacting and going, oh my God, this is completely insane. But it really has been here for a lot longer, just sort of festering under the surface. And maybe have, you know, maybe in the past, it's been on the more radicalized side of the left, and there were fewer of the radicals. But now that it's out and more of them are embracing it, we're just hearing about it more. Now, I know a lot of you have heard about some of the more insane things that, for example, the racist insanity that's just spreading everywhere. And at this point, everybody basically just assumes that if you're white, you're evil. The only people who can be racist are white people. The only people who can be victims are non-white people. White people can't be victims. They can't be offended by anything. That's for sure. The very idea of systemic racism, the very idea of systemic racism spreading all the way back hundreds of years is all based on one race, which is whiteness, and that there is no such thing as racism from minorities, when in point of fact, some of the most racist humans you'll ever see are from minorities. And I've gone over many times examples all around the world of various countries that just hate each other and peoples that always hate each other for really no other reason than that they're pretty much different, a different skin color, maybe a different religion, but in a lot of ways they just don't like each other. Even in this country, I mean, the bottom line is there are a whole lot of black people who do not like Latin individuals and vice versa. And again, for no other reason than they're black or Latin. The racism on display in all respects is always there, but of course, according to the leftists, it's only white people. Now, I got my brother stumbled on this, and he sent me this little brief. It's like a poster, sort of. It's talking about race and the aspects and assumptions of whiteness and white culture in the U.S. Right now, this is basically all of this. All of these things are that they list, they claim, are associated with whiteness. And obviously, the implication being that this is bad. These things should not be considered as good, you know what I mean? And that we've internalized these things, and they're all stemming from white people. And again, all bad. So let me just go through some of these, all right? The idea of individualism is a white concept, apparently. As in, the individual is the primary unit. Self-reliance, apparently that's a white thing. Independence and autonomy, highly valued and rewarded. Okay, and individuals assumed to be in control of their environment, you know, i.e. you get what you deserve. All of those things, apparently, are just white constructs. Now, hold on, it gets better. The family structure, the nuclear family, a father, a mother, and having, you know, 2 to 3 kids. Husband, the breadwinner and head of the household, which has been completely that's not even realistic for 50 years ago, let alone now. Wife, homemaker, subordinates to the husband. There's like 4 people in Louisiana that might believe that. That's all crap. Has nothing to do with whiteness, by the way. There are tribes in Africa and South America that you can stumble across where it's pretty much that. Wives do this, husbands do that. And way more sexist and separated off and more oppressive than any white culture has ever been, but we're not going to talk about that. We're just going to pretend those people don't exist. I guess maybe because it's not an advanced civilization, it still exists. It's there. I don't know. Here's a great one, also associated with whiteness and white culture: objective, rational, linear thinking. I'll get back to that. That one is so mind-boggling. I'll get back to that. Cause and effect relationships and quantitative emphasis. And, for example, a Protestant work ethic now. This is another section. Hard work, the key to success. That's a white thing. Work before play. And if you didn't meet your goals, you didn't work hard enough. Okay? That's there you go. That right there, they're all you know, white things. There's, for status, power, and authority, wealth equals worth, which, again, has nothing to do with white. Obviously that's something that I don't believe in, and a whole lot of people don't really believe in anyway. Your job is who you are. Again, we're not sure about that one. Respect authority. Respect authority, a white thing. If you're not white, you're not supposed to respect, that's a bad thing. Don't respect authority. Planning for the future. Remember, I am reading down a list of things that are associated with whiteness and white aspects of culture that, again, these implications being these are bad. Plan for the future, delayed gratification, progress is best. I thought these people were all about progress, but, you know, tomorrow will be better, which is an optimistic viewpoint. We're not supposed to do that either. Following a time schedule. It gets funnier as you go. Woman's beauty based on blonde and thin, which you could talk about for a billion years. The concepts of beauty and what people find attractive, and that has changed so many times over throughout the course of history, and again through all peoples of all races and creeds. That's not even worth talking about. Holidays based on white history and male leaders and based on Christian religions. Considering that this country, in point of fact, was settled by white people, not squatted on and just hunted on like the Native Americans did, but actually an actual civilization, a far advanced one, came here and settled it. Yes, that's at 98% of them, 99% of them were white, came from Europe. Various parts of Europe. So yeah, that's what's going to happen. That has nothing to do with race. That's just which kind of people happen to settle in a certain area, morons. The idea of justice based on English common law, I don't know. Is there another sort of law we should be looking at? I'm confused on that one. The winner-loser dichotomy, as in there are winners and there are losers. Action orientation. Master and control nature. Must always do something about a situation. So, again, these are things I'm going to come back to. Decision-making, a white construct. Aggressiveness and extroversion. So if you're an extrovert, that means you must have some weird white stuff going on. All right, look. Now, again, I want to return to the fact that this is all being implied as being bad. This is all white stuff. This is all, if you're a minority, or even if you are white, these are things you should be resisting because they're based on racism. They're based on systemic racism, on your skin color and not anything else. So, which would mean that the opposite of all of these things is what we should be striving for. Not what's here, but the opposite of what's here. So returning to the to the start. The individual is the primary unit and self-reliance. The opposite better, which would mean the opposite is communism. The opposite of communism doesn't want individuals. They want to destroy the individual. The destruction of the individual is at the top of the list. And that's so no one person happens to just, oh, God forbid, might actually excel and go beyond and actually, you know, do something that changes the world. But we can't be having that. Self-reliance. So the opposite of that is to depend on other people. That apparently is better than self-reliance. I'm not entirely sure how that works, besides that it fits into the socialist communist structure, but I don't know if it'd be awfully difficult to make a philosophical argument against any form of self-reliance and saying that it's better to depend on other people. Okay. So again, that's like the independent side of it. And individuals assume to be in control of their environment, you get what you deserve. So in other words, we are not in control of our environment. To think that we are in control of our environment is a white thing and a racist thing. And you don't get what you deserve. You're really not in control. And that the everything around you dictates everything that happens to you. This sort of builds on the nature versus nurture environment, environment versus bringing up, you know, the genetic issue. You know, some people say, well, you're born into a certain situation. If you're a certain kind of person, you can always get out of it, right? And it doesn't matter what your environment is. Now, other people will say, well, sometimes the environment is so against you. It really doesn't matter who you are, what your capabilities are. You're always going to be kept down. Now, there's an argument for both sides here. And obviously, it's not all one or one the other, environment and genes and nature versus nurture. That's a difficult concept, and there's a lot of that. But the idea that you get what you deserve is very fundamentally sound in a lot of ways, because again, it puts the onus on you. It says, look, you get what you deserve. You do something bad, you get something, you get punished. You do something good, you get rewarded for it. This is saying basically that you don't get what you deserve, that it doesn't matter what you do, that's the same thing's always going to happen to you. Again, taking all responsibility away from you, telling you that it doesn't matter what you do, and that the idea that it does is white. Okay, the family structure, which they've been trying to tear down forever, basically they don't want that there. That's a white thing. So the opposite of that, which is no family, no structure, no anything, that's somehow better, which every single statistic has proven to be completely untrue. And children should have their own rooms and be independent. That one I missed before. These are things I'm not even sure how that's okay. They're not supposed to be independent, not supposed to have their own. I don't even get how that relates to racism, but it's here. Now, one of my favorite ones, the objective, rational, linear thinking, cause and effect relationships. They don't like these. These are white things. My brother, who was just about ready to finish school as a return student, said that he came across this, that the idea, they're trying to destroy the idea of objective and rational and linear thinking, that there are no objective truths. Which is interesting, because then they'll turn around and tell you flat to your face that some such and such is an objective truth, like systemic racism, and you're not supposed to question it. But the other things are all, everything they don't like is basically not real. Objective truth, they want to destroy. You can see that in the evidence, for example, of, you know, saying people going up on libs of TikTok saying 2 + 2 might equal 5. If I say it's 5, I'm allowed to do that. It's my opinion. There's no such thing as objective truth. Yeah, these people should be engineers. Let's have them build bridges. That'll work out well. But again, that's very white. Hard work, the key to success. That's something the entire country is built upon. It seemed to work extraordinarily well. Work before play. That's just discipline. That's just being an adult. That's just functioning on a responsible level. And if you didn't meet your goals, you didn't work hard enough. Yeah, that's just it. I'm not saying that's always the case. Obviously, there are plenty of people who work very, very hard and didn't reach their goals for a variety of other reasons that they had no control over. We're aware of that. We know these things exist. But to completely dismiss the idea of the individual that, you know, if you work hard, you will meet your goals, to dismiss that entirely, is, again, simply taking everything away from the individual and saying that it doesn't matter what you do, that who cares, all this stuff doesn't matter. Planning for the future, delayed gratification, progress is best, tomorrow will be better, following a time schedule, the winner-loser dichotomy, action orientation, master and control manager must do something about a situation. The opposite of all of these things is bum culture. The opposite of all these things is just to be a loser. This is all this is. And you're actually insulting yourself, and by basically saying that white people are, I guess, just doing all the right things or have been doing all the right things, because most of these things are all things we should all be doing pretty much all the time. If you want a functioning society, doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter what time you live in, these are the things that human beings had to do in order to get ahead and to live in a functioning, thriving, forward-thinking society. This is just being an adult. This is just normal, functioning behavior. What they obviously want is the opposite of this, which is non-functioning individuals, which is terrifying. Basically, what they want is you to sit and stare and wait for somebody to give you a handout and blame everybody but yourself for everything that happens to you and be perfectly in the right to do it. It's bum culture, loser culture, victim culture, all under the guise of this crap so-called systemic racism. Now, here's the best part, people. This sounds like something. Now, this that you would find, you know, floating around the internet today, and that was basically just published, right? This actually has a copyright date of 1990. And no surprise that it's coming from an African-American group, who are the most racist human beings alive, obviously based on this literature right here. It's interesting to me that they can lecture another race on exactly what they're all about, whereas if we try to do that, we're just insane racist people, and you're not allowed to say what other people feel and think because you don't understand their race and you don't understand anything about them. We're not allowed to do that, but obviously they are. They're experts on us because they're superior beings, which is all they've really wanted to present to the world. But again, 1990, people. That's when this was originally published. Now, that's a long time ago. we're talking, you know, 33 years. And that's why we really have to realize just how deeply entrenched this has been for so long. I always thought it was weird that this just sort of cropped up and went ballistic and went AWOL. No, this has always been there, and they have been sliding this into schools for decades. They have been pushing this out there very quietly for a long time, and only with the advent sort of social media is when people finally grasped a hold of this and said, holy crap, look at this, because we probably wouldn't have seen it otherwise, but it's been out there for a long time, which is why it's had so much longer to get ahead of steam than we think, because it's really, they've done this very much like a secret propaganda routine. It's basically a strategy, and it's, you don't upset the entire basis of the foundation of a civilization in order to bring it down. You slide it in very quietly. Just the same way as you would bring in communist and Marxist professors into our universities, which has long since been done, as we have seen over and over again. It's something you don't really notice. It's something that sort of flies under the radar, like these things. It's hard, but it became a lot harder to do, a lot harder to hide, a lot harder to keep quiet, you know, when social media and the internet went nuts. You tell young kids this, they're probably not going to be telling their parents about it. They're probably not going to be writing papers about it and sending it to newspapers. They're just not. The authority figures are telling them that this is the way things are, and they're just going to accept it. And as they grow, they're going to continue to ingest this and eventually produce their own very similar material because they were taught to think only one way. And this is the kind of stuff they grew up with. So all of that is what's happening right now. And now the result is, after all these years of it plaguing the entire, especially the youth, now we're starting to see it. Now we're starting to go, holy, it was always this bad. Or it has been for at least, you know, again, since about the late 80s, early 90s. It just, at that point, was not quite so visible. And it has always been just this nuts. And The racist implications of this are obvious. These people are obviously extraordinarily racist, and they don't. But more terrifying than that. Take away the colors here for a second. Take away that this is black people telling white people what they are and what they're bad at and whatever and how they're destroying the world. Take all that away. Pick two other races. Doesn't matter. This is one group of people telling another group of people that this is all wrong, and this is all aspects and elements of your race. And these are the bad things that are coming from it. The bad things that they're listing are all basically human ideals for adulthood. And not, and it's not white people that made this way. This is just humanity. This is how you function. This is how you thrive. This is how you get people on the moon. This is how you you come up with the inventions that change the world. This is how this happens. This is, you wake up every day with a drive and a desire to do something. You wake up knowing that you have the capability and the brains, the know-how, the can-do attitude to get something done and to not only fend for yourself and fend for your family, but to also do something great for the world around you, for your own community. The only way that's going to happen is if you get up and do it. No one's going to do it for you. No one's going to make your invention for you. No one's going to do your work for you or care for you or your family. And if you're thinking that, then somebody else has to be doing the work somewhere along the line. This is basically a primer for loser culture, for an entire civilization to collapse in on itself, and for an authoritarian government such as communism to simply step in and say, okay, we're going to even the field out. We're going to make it so everybody can know, people can rise just above the level of poverty and be right about here. You're all going to be basically lower middle class. We'll have like five people who run the show. And you will never again think for yourself. You're not going to think that anything you do really matters that much. You don't have any more capability than the person next to you. You're not better in any way than the person next to you. And you, by the way, should be focusing your entire life on helping that person. That is code and, it's a blueprint for simply collapse. There will be nothing left. Ayn Rand spoke about this many times. I've talked about it. It's in Atlas Shrugged. It's in The Fountainhead. Do the reading. But she wasn't the only one. The warning signs against the destruction of the individual and telling everybody that they have no control and that the idea of just trying to advance yourself, the idea of working hard on yourself, trying to destroy that and set that up as a bad thing, as a race thing, it's not only a stretch, it's not even a stretch. It's insanity. It's lunacy. It's illogical and stupid. And people, whoever put that out should be embarrassed. Regardless of race, you're simply promoting a way of life that is not a way of life. It's nothing. It's void. You do the opposite of those things on those sheets, on that poster, and you will basically be a completely worthless, miserable, hostile individual, which I guess is all they want. But again, my point being, don't think that this just popped up yesterday. Don't think that they just suddenly went off the deep end. There's a whole lot of them that were already off the deep end. They just dragged a bunch of them, you know, they dragged more of the party with them as they went off. And more are jumping off the cliff as we go. But it has been there for some time. And we allowed it. You know, there weren't enough people speaking up in the past. Not enough people going, you know, this is all nuts and we cannot allow this to infect our society. And it has infected. Look at the youth. Useless, hostile, unproductive, believing that nothing that they do is their fault, believing that the individual is bad, believing that accomplishment, pride, taking pride in your achievements, all bad, that unless all you're really doing is doing something for somebody else, which, again, leads to destruction and complete collapse of a civilization, because at some point, everyone's going to be turning to the left to wait for the help and everything to come from that side. They won't know how to do anything for themselves. This is also a blueprint for not knowing how to do anything yourself. For not being able to fend for yourself, for not being able to care for yourself or your loved ones, for not being able to go out and do the things that change the world. It's basically saying sit, stare at a screen, do nothing, blame everybody else, and wait for the government to basically wait on you hand and foot. That's what that's a primer for. And then the fact, if you like that idea, then you're not a functioning human being and you're a dangerous one and one that's a leech and worthless to society, and just, again, is void. You're like a non-human. This doesn't have anything to do with race. This is just a primer for misery. And the fact that they push it at all, that they'd say any of these things are bad, like following a time schedule, or rational thought, or objective truth, that these things don't, you know, work. The search for truth, especially in the sciences, is what has driven humanity and has driven us to new heights. And the person who gets up at the start of the day and does all these things and is a doer and an achiever, those are the people who turn this world around and, again, rocket to new heights. The people who don't, which is what they're advocating in this little poster, sit and wait for the doers to take care of their lives. And what happens after you enslave the doers? What happens when the doers go, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not caring for the losers. We're done propping the bums up. Unless you've got a government structure that forces them to do that. And by the way, the doers and achievers have ways out. They go, you know what, we're not doing this. Bye. We're leaving. Have fun. You will collapse tomorrow. That's what you're on the brink of. Bringing in all the losers around the world and all the bums and all the leeches and all the doers and achievers sprinting away because you're enslaving them and telling them that they're all bad while the complete bum and losers of the entire world, they're all good. That's just how nuts and backwards this really is. So anyway, I wanted to get that out there. Again, don't think this happened overnight, people. This is something that's been going on for a long time and it's very, very bad. So that's it for me. I appreciate you listening as always. Get as far away from this as possible. Anything these people say is bad because it's based on whiteness, you know what? That's code for, you know, it's just good. Doesn't matter what race is. This is the way life always should have been and was and created the greatest country in the world for a very long period of time. And not, oh, by the way, the sparked the biggest, most amazing rash of inventions. This rush of inventions from around the Industrial Revolution onward. For the next, you know, 100 years, the only thing that sparked that is the opposite of what this poster is trying to tell you. So that's it for me. And once again, I do appreciate you listening. It's gratifying to know at least my words are being heard by somebody. So that's it, and I will see you again next week. Thank you.